it just is very unlike us. And, you know, we're chasing the game. And for me, the only plus of the second half is, you know, I thought we were a bit lot better second half, but I thought the real shine light for me was Robbie Wilmot's performance.
He certainly made some great breaks down the right-hand side, and perhaps the only real shot of it was a cross-come shot that the keeper's had to palm over.
Yeah, well, Robbie's been a little bit off form over the Christmas period, and we sorted him in gently, and he seems to be getting more and more confident. And I thought, you know, like I said, the one plus for me was Robbie Wilmot's performance in the second half.
You brought John-Paul Kissick on as the final substitution. He's got a red card at the end. Now, from our view, it didn't look a too bad a tackle, but we're told from those that have seen the TV replays that, yes, it was a deserved red card.
Yeah, it was. I mean, we speak to JP, he just can't tackle. There's no malice in it. He can't tackle. And we spoke to him about it a few times. As soon as he'd done it, I knew it was going to be a red card. But, you know, I think the opposing players would get up and take the law into his own hands and start shoving him in the chest and the face. For me, I thought that was retaliation. So, I thought there was definitely going to be two red cards. I can't support our player. He deserved a red, but I was disappointed that their player never had.
I mean, the one question that perhaps a lot of fans are certainly putting on Twitter and other social areas, the lack of introduction of Adam Watkins. The game needed something bright and energy. He can bring you goals as well coming off the bench. He's proved that. Can you give us any indication?
Yeah, like I said, we've changed all our preparations this morning. Adam's in a good place at the moment, and you know, we I think that certainly after today's result, I think that's made it a little bit more directing towards that we're going to be in the playoffs. So, you know, we've got to use the squad right. We've got to get back to form. We've got to stop being unpredictable. And we've got to have another string to our bow. And Adam Watkins is in a good place at the moment. He's done really well, you know, and he's definitely in our thoughts. But, you know, we want to have him really right when, you know, I think we've managed him well up to now, and that'll be the case. And, you know, Adam's itching to play, and he was unlucky not to start today. Like I said, we've had to change our preparation late, and we've ended up going for a bit of experience because we haven't been able to work on stuff, and, you know, it hasn't worked, and, you know, it's disappointing all around. But, you know, Adam's in a good place, and like I said, you know, we've got another big game coming Saturday.
You've got a big game, you should say, on Saturday. A few players missing out because they're cup tied or suspended, possibly with Kissick. You've mentioned Stuart Fleet's injury. Is that still likely to be out for a while?
No, it was. He twisted his ankle a little bit, which was okay yesterday, and he's woke up this morning and there's a bit of swelling on it. It's too painful for them to play, which, like I said, you know, we didn't think it was just that serious. So that swayed our preparations a little this morning. So hopefully he'll be fit for Saturday.
And Aaron O'Connor took a knock in the first half. He came off at half-time. Was that just because of the tactical change, or was there also because he was...
Well, like I said, at half-time, I could have took any one of seven or eight players off at half-time, and